The following is an initiation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 30th, 2010 in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Bada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Zavadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, this evening we are performing initiation ceremony. Initiation means beginning.
Iniciacija reiškia pradžia.
Just like when you enroll in the university, you initiate your studies.
Lygiai taip, kad jūs įstojate į universitetą, jūs inicijuojatės į savo studijas.
It does not mean you're now graduated.
Tai nereiškia, kad jūs pabaigėte savo studijas.
Initiation means you are now formally enrolling in the process of Krishna consciousness.
Iniciacija reiškia, kad jūs formaliai pradėjote Krishna sąmonės procesą.
But it does not, that does not minimize the auspiciousness of initiation.
Bet tai visiškai nesumažina palankumo iniciacijos.
Because Srila Prabhupada explains that for one who strictly follows the orders received from the spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada paaiškina, kad tas, kuris griežtai seka Srila, kuris seka dvasinio mokslo nurodymais,
deathlessness or immortality begins from the very day of initiation.
Tokiam žmogui nemirtingumas prasideda nuo pat pirmos iniciacijos dienos.
In other words, if one takes one's initiation vows very sincerely,
tai žodžiais tariant, jeigu žmogus savo iniciacijos įžadus priima labai nuoširdžiai,
then one becomes immortal on the day of initiation.
Tą pačią dieną jis tampa nemirtingas.
Seriously means not deviating from the orders.
Rimtumas reiškia, kad niekada nesižengti duotam įžadam.
Always chanting at least 16 rounds of a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the beads.
Visą laiką kartuoti mažiausiai 16 džapos karolių ant džapos.
Strictly avoiding illicit sex life.
Griežtai vengti neleistino
lytinio. Meat eating.
Mėsos valgymo.
Intoxication.
Intoxikacija.
And gambling. In the material world, they find these rules to be shocking. How you could live, these are our very necessities of life. They find these rules to be draconian. But actually these principles are the regular, the keys of freedom.
Bet iš tikrųjų, čia yra raktas į laisvę.
Chanting 16 rounds and following these four rules opens the door to liberation. One can leave behind a life of misery and illusion. And enter into a blissful life of knowledge. Some people think that ignorance is bliss. I don't want to know the truth, I'd rather just remain in illusion. They're afraid of the truth. They don't have enough trust in God to think that the truth would be blissful. This means they have not been very well trained in the science of God. The fact is that God is full of mercy, unlimited mercy. He wants that every one of His beloved children is unlimitedly happy. So it is not God's arrangement that we are in this suffering condition. It is simply due to our misuse of our independence. So the process of Krishna Bhakti means I've been misusing my independence for thousands and millions of lifetimes. And now I want to give up this free will abuse. And from here on, properly use my free will. Instead of serving my senses. From now on, I want to serve Rishikesha, the Lord of the senses. And the beauty of it is this. Since God is the root of everything, when you dedicate all of your energy to serving God, Krishna, then you receive unlimited happiness. And you can give unlimited happiness to everybody. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is described by Rupa Goswami as being the beginning of all auspiciousness. Just imagine if at every second you could be engaged in the highest welfare for every single living entity throughout all of existence. How good you would feel. How clean you would feel inside. That is Krishna consciousness. So initiation is a process of taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. As a permanent arrangement. I may get married for one life, but Guru is for eternity. If we think over 100 times before getting married, we should think 1,000 times before we're getting initiated. It's a very serious commitment. But it is the perfect commitment that delivers you forever from all sufferings. In this way, you become solidly situated on the path of the great Mahajanas. Mahajano yena gatasya pantha. One must traverse the trail chalked out by these great acharyas. One must traverse the trail which has been chalked out by these great acharyas. So, these devotees, we have some devotees taking first initiation today, some who are taking second initiation. This is a very, very auspicious gathering today. The initiates must remember to strictly avoid committing the namaparads. In other words, the initiate vows to chant at least 16 rounds every day and follow the four rules. But he also is committing, or she, to giving up the namaparads, to trying to chant without offense.
Žmogus pasižada kartuoti 16 ratų ir sekti keturiais reguliuojaisiais principais, taip pat visais būdais vengti švento vardo žydimų.
Every day we recite these 10 offenses. It's very important. One should always remember these 10 offenses. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name. Consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Rama to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. To disobey the order of the spiritual master. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to the imagination. To give some mundane interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be a ritualistic activity like given in the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas for fruitive game. To instruct the faithless persons who are not ready to hear the intimate glories of the Lord's name. In other words, you should only tell people what they can digest properly. We are meant to preach to everyone, but you should tell them, you should tailor fit your presentation to that particular person. Don't give them more than what they can handle. You have to attract them to the process of Krishna consciousness. So you should tailor fit your presentation accordingly. If you jump ahead too far in your presentation, they may become bewildered and they become blasphemous also. So one has to be intelligent, not to, when you're preaching. And the tenth event is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy names. To maintain material attachments even after having understood so many instructions on these matters. It's also offensive to be inattentive while chanting. Not that I'm chanting, you know, Hare Krishna, and I'm thinking of someone else, you know. You've heard of radar japa? It's like the radar, you know. Radar, you know that word, radar? It's like the Air Force uses to scan the horizon for enemy planes. You know, you got the word? Okay. So some devotees do japa like radar. They go, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That's inattentive, you see, radar japa. Then there's also jabber japa. Jabber means, you know, grummy kata japa. Jabber japa, grummy kata, you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know what so-and-so did? Krishna, Krishna, Hare. No, I know what so-and-so, Ram, Ram. And this way they talk and chant at the same time. That's called jabber japa. That's not good. Then there's dive bomber japa, you know, like the airplanes that dive bomb. Dive bomber? You know, an airplane that drops the bombs, they go down low and they drop the bomb and they go back up. Dive bomber, they call it. So dive bomber japa means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Like them. So we have to avoid this kind of inattentiveness when chanting Hare Krishna. We have to learn how to become fixed in meditation. This is the topmost yogic meditation, Hare Krishna mantra. So they can take it very seriously to very really meditate on the holy name with fixed attention. And if you do so, you will feel how that holy name is lifting you out of this material existence. That's a fact. So, kindly remember these instructions and always try to follow them. And if you do so, your pathway back to home, back to Godhead will be clear, free of obstacles. So now we'll stop here and continue on with the ceremony. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.